speech. The evening has mellowed to an afterthought. The day-trippers have all gone home. The wind plays with the seagulls again, and the waves make love to the storm. The sandcastles have all been abandoned, their deep moats filled to the brim. The sun-notch and bottles lie stranded as the great tide comes rolling in. And there is only me left to witness this whole world falling apart, and all that needs to be remembered I am buried deep in my heart.
Thank you, Patty. Next up, Alan Flockhart.
I wrote this back in June, and I've read it here before. I wrote it for my friend Marion, who broke her foot and ankle, so the story to say a while ago. Ed, who's worried with us tonight from Limerick, was there to witness it. Apparently he didn't push her and cause this, but I very think he did, so I changed it. Furious called handles of care. We were once friends, or so I thought, but now my silence can no longer be bought. Kick me, punch me, you know you can't. Just let me be and I've been on my rant. I've been with you since birth and kept you aloft, even during the days when your body was so soft. I'm your foundation, your rhythm and your rock. I've been known to fit into many a sock. The truth is out, for I'm a witness. Do me a favour and keep up your fitness. Jumping, running, flying free, not as good as it's made out to be. Go on, hide me in your silly black boots. You'll soon see who gives a hoot. When I'm mended, you'll smile with glee, as will I when I'm finally free. That smelly old boot you'll throw in the bin, along with a big old safety pin. Broken foot, tough, tough, tough. Let me apply a fragile sticker, while I run away and begin to snigger. Oh, Marion, Marion, wherefore art thou Marion? Probably running around like a one-footed barbarian. He pushed you in the lock, but you swear he did not. I jumped, you exclaim, but out of the cliff, my fault is claimed. Lying in the water, legs all akimbo, oh my god, outstretched as a bimbo. Maybe that's why he pushed you in, you heard him with your cheeky little grin. Help me, I beg you please, I'm drowning here and you're being such a tease. Get me out before I die, grab that stick and hold it high. I take the stick and you let go, but why are you touching my big toe? Release me now so I can get out. I dry myself off before I scream and shout. Broken foot, tut, tut, tut. Look at you and your big swollen foot. The boot goes on and the bandage comes off. I think I need to cough, cough, cough. The stench of your boot is making me queasy. Who said life is meant to be easy? You will suffer, but soon be happy. Now go home and make it snappy. 4 weeks will soon go fast, after which you'll take off your cap. I think it's time for me to go. So please make haste and let me know what you thought of my little story. I really do like all the glory. Now please, Marion, move your feet and give me back my bloody feet. That's it.
Thanks, Alan. Next up, Ian McLean.
Your first go at trying this? I'm going out of the way. Okay, on private health insurance. It's important to be healthy. That's why I burn as much fossil fuel as we can for me and my family. Western assistance. What whimsical flight of fancy is this? To feel the very earth on which they stand and give them cows for Christmas.
Show me a longer one.
This one's kind of addressed to the public. Disgrace. I'm a disgrace. Now and not yet 1/2 hour ago, within the heady glow of your laughter, singing songs with merry clatter, calling rounds amid witty banter, like curtain swallows flew together. Our eyes sincerely shone with pleasure. Adrift, Porter's ocean sailor. Alas, no ship lasts forever. A disgrace, drugged and dragged from this place. Pushed to bitter cold and wind and hail. Sweet passing lady, to glance and sweep down your veil. Oh, I know this place well. Dog shit and spit, crawling like a baby child, cobble, concrete, cot. Yet disgrace, I am not. You who murdered many a happy childhood, traitors of crude bile, vomit and blood, violent byproducts of a black flood, priced in weight and measure, publican's filthy treasure. Right so, I take your point. I did sip, slip, and spill that pint. CCTV, that was me. So a solemn vow to be better now, and when fully paid up both in coin and brain, I might likely call down for a pint again.
Thanks, Ian. Next up, Ed O'Dwyer.
Playing guitar. It is since I have been somebody in a room full of people, where a guy was playing guitar, and where two beautiful girls whispered, giggled, and agreed that guys who play guitar are so sexy. I have thought, I want to play guitar. I can write a poem, yes. But oh, to be able to play guitar, to be the guy strumming and crooning in a room full of people, pretending not to overhear when one beautiful girl whispers to another beautiful girl who giggles in agreement that guys who play guitar are so sexy. If I could play guitar, and if I found myself playing in a room full of people where two beautiful girls have just agreed that it's so sexy, then I would announce the next song, Clapton's Layla, perhaps, saying perhaps, here's a song for all beautiful girls, which is something to the effect of things I've heard in rooms full of people, said by guys playing guitar, where beautiful girls had just whispered, giggled, and agreed, guys who play guitar are so sexy. But then that's all if I was playing guitar and not just writing a poem. As if I was in a room full of people, not just a room by myself. And as if I was listening to the whispering, giggling, and agreement of two beautiful girls, instead of just this utter silence that tends to be the difference between a guy writing a poem and a guy playing guitar. Thank you. One more short one. It's only the past few weeks I've been doing everything from memory. Past 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks.
can't remember.
Yeah. Trying. So this one is called Unknown. At the end of fear, I have found a door. Simple and like any other. And I stand before it, studying the grain of its wood, the luster of its stain, its burnished brass hinges and handles. But most of all, I watch the pitch black eye staring at me and into me through its keyhole. I stand before the door at the end of fear, utterly petrified, trembling uncontrollably, wanting to turn back in spite of what I know is there. Thank you.
Walking past, please come to me when you're ready. I've been awaiting your return for some time now, and I'm waiting for that place to take me off and away. Please take me away and burn me off into the sky. I am not to be fueled. Unworthy am I to provide food to the loving earth. Unworthy am I to be given peace, placed amongst the special whose body will be dust and feed the future, generations of eager and hungry soil merchants and people, and provide air to breathe for future children. I can no longer see his eyes anymore. Am I going to see this child? She is no longer here. She is no longer special. I have no place here in this solitary life, this solitary world. Call out to me enlightenment, please, my mother, sitting high above the city in a given home. I will be needy and loving and in search of you strong. Explain in depth to me my mood that overshadows my soul, my life. Call out to those who will be connected and explain that I am out of life, soulless and giving, and attempt to justify my place with her. And that any unkindness is not my own. I do imagine Eska, in love, far away, brown-eyed and happy. She is gone from my sight, my hope. There are not the many I would imagine would hope for in much acceptance. I do not wish that mother back to me. She is gone from my sight. It is still with the Jerusalem sky, that rain and its smell. Call back to me with that delighted heat, that delighted sight. Those heated pale roofs, delicate to people in this town. The delicate hallway streets, permeated with mixture and varied elongated smells. Molasses, butter, gold, brass, religion, and sanctuaries long lost in schism. There would be a long walk to the hospital for the invalid. The dangerously destructive personality walking in national lostness through the heated and structured ancient pale beauty. Jerusalem, I love you. I long to be with you again in the long lost contradictory dream that outlays its silence among the complicated and completed destruction, the people there, lost from ancient war zones with forgotten reasons, gone and left to fight again daily. There was wrong all around, but it supplied great comfort to a lost and long retained soul. Find me among your streets again. Please, find me in search of you again. Find me there looking into your empty alleyways, once and assumed to be wholly filled with great wonder and light, brim-filled and giving to the world. I remember faces, beautiful natural brown faces, lips would be delighted, full and excellent in motion, their eyes were deep, deep earth brown eyes, no hurt, freedom and caring, and their body covered in love. Can I be there again? And sets the world from its centre, the poetry it is in sight, during heated days and beautiful women. All in this place know they are happy, they are cooled by summer heat-filled rains. Daytime is calling. Noontide has washed out seahorses from the south, red blood and shared sea, and called all together to hold communion in this time, to fall out and find conflict and end. There is over-destruction calling to this place. I can see in distance the beginning, the remains of sunset, long on the street, the yellow-red heat, its care for humankind, showing the coming night, beautiful and starry. Oh, I await that weekend in April, when home I will look through my lonely window and see Dali, Maria, looking out to the bay, looking out for Vincent in the distance. The stars will be greeting me. There is wonder there at night. The days will shallow out for me, and pain will distance itself from my soul, and I would not be there for a while again, calling out to find you there, painful, free, and contradictory. I am too, too far away from my beginning, my soul. The cityscape is strangling me away from you, from life. You are gone looking onwards, and I can only know that behind these walls you are there looking for me. I am sitting unhappy and silent again. My usual comfort has subsided to make way for this feeling. Again they are out tonight, the vampires. I suppose in honesty I miss the fear they create, the meaning they can provide to a lonely walk home, through delicately placed trees and a park, the long and weary Edinburgh night calls to its ghost to take me drunkenly home. Safe stage in my bed, looking upwards to ceiling skies, imagining in his bed his loneliness, my child. His sound. Cries of agitation through me, it gives me pleasure, the feeling it brings, the imaginary love and the sight of distant pain. There is in this moment no sound like the violin, no sound like the bass piano beat pulsing through the drudgery of daily life to me in my bed, doubled in comfort, empty and happy. No solitude is greater than that to Beethoven.
As I was walking from ridiculous to the road, a charm went up and bit me. Surveying the gouge in my shoulder, I did not cry out, not even noticing the veins disconnected, the flesh festering. I went down and all that hurt was a smile. Conversation broke out and festered, leaving me scared for life. Quicksilver fixes were administered, so much so descriptions were all I had left to recall down in the pub alone. Survey, if you will, the construction and the reason why I answered no calls from my own, and the lover whose trumpet blast made molehills of concrete and set the dawn loose in the cold psyche of injury. Thank you.
I just like to mention that this is my first time ever recited in public, so thank you very much for this opportunity. Okay. Silent footsteps in the corner of my heart, and the ringing songs of hope through another vocal and through another silent stop. And they just might go in favor tonight. They just might. And I'd like to read another one. The wind is getting higher and the summer. Summer is almost gone. You and I, in my mind's eye, here and now, in the velvet fields, embraced in the circle of life, our rock, under the ancient holy.
Mary O'Connor. Hi. I just do one. This is a sequence of poems called 27, but I just do one of them. And it's Jimi Hendrix. Voodoo child blasted into sound from Seattle to the stratosphere. Comet pulsing purple haze. Peeled wah-wah from pedal board, slashed with nails and teeth, wrists burnt off the spangled night. Felt the taste of death 5 years before it welled up in his throat.
Thank you, Mary. My first word is Colm Scully.
Everybody has a report which points about writing poetry. So this is what I heard about years ago. I was probably sick of hearing poems about writing poems, but nonetheless, this is what I wrote. It's called that Poet's Corner. Only a thought put pen to paper. Only an impulse in my mind. I never wish to write descriptions of things of matter or of time. I never wish to catch the sunlight in a phrase upon a page. I only wish to catch a reason before the memory of fades. I never felt that all reality could be specified in the science of say into two boxes, matter and energy, and if in trouble simply pray. And if you think on it, surely thought has a reality of its own. I only wish to catch that reality in the simplicity of a poem.
Well, we've come to the list, the end of the list of people who've actually written their names down here, but does anybody else, Alan, for example, would like to come up?
Come on, Alan.
Well, you know you want to.
Alan Tidley.
Along the way. Two shortish poems, one in Irish, one in English. The one in Irish is for a friend of mine who claimed she was a bitch, but I was looking for it and I couldn't find it, so there's a poem about that. Unbitch, what do you call it? Osha, Toma Lorab Nabitchi on us Lukukta Blien, Ach the Disha is Fuor Gome. Lorabut me Lisa Tanagut, Nafokil Yera, Ach Lautur Ashlum, Nichon, Sagaya. Lorwyd me i lashdir do chyrim yn y sŵl, ach fi yn daffo zwmta ar lasfag y gael. Lorwyd me i ymwbod y chygrwydia, ach tachtog me yn ifnus dy hun. Geis me gynion, dy ffocl ddiogod y ddeir sy'n, ys niad me ffos, pws yn y bydd chi. Ni fedw o chi yn agor diw, bio yn nod y ddiog y boga, ag y siwg yr tîm bylo chy. Ach nwr egi me yn fytio chonot o'n nochta, ffyr me mylod y tîm bylo chy, dyn y mwch. That's a nice poem. The next poem is a totally grotesque, awful poem. So I hope you have had your dinner some time ago. It's called Fudgies, and those of you who grew up in Cork might know what Fudgies are. Fudgies are the equivalent of, a woman's handbag is one of the great mysteries to a man. There could be anything in there, like, powder or chainsaw or whatever. And fudgies are the things that boys carried around in their pockets going to school, and it could be anything at all. So this is a description of a boy's pocket. So fudgies. A boy's pocket is the most wonderful place in the world. It's there you will find the fumbling secret slowly furled. The bit of dried chewing gum run through with matted hair. The glassy marble, the piece of string, the broken nail. The butt of pencils sticky but suitably chewed. Something brown and sharp, which was once a tooth. A chestnut conquered of a corner of the great school yard. A crust of scab, which was once soft, but which is now as hard. A bullet eye sweet, sticky, black, white, once in the gob, now appears like something fished up from the glob. A plastic plectrum abandoned by a broken guitar, decorated with the icing from a friend's guitar. Neither eye of newt nor toe of frog, just the butt-end furry tail of a scabrous dog. What's this, then, a dried-up flake of lemon curd, or even a specially preserved chunk of fox's curd? A dead fly without the wings, a crushed beetle, a rolling stone, a football card, a brass button, last year's Christmas lucky bone. But the best of all, the coup de grace, the loveliest piece of grot, is this lovely moulded blob of yellow-green winter snot.